Today's Amar for Chazara is Yivama Samech Amin Aleph. We're holding on in Tesame Beis, 7 lines from the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Anusas Atzmai Mefutas Atzmai Lo Yisa. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman, and he was Ma'anis and Mefata, because she's no longer a Basula. Ve'im Nasa Nasa Lamaisa, if he does, so the marriage is recognized. Anusas Chaveira Mefutas Chaveira Lo Yisa. He can't marry, he's not allowed to marry a woman who became a Basula, who became a Bula through someone else. Ve'im Nasa, and if he does, so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer Avlad Chalol, Ve'chachamim Aimer Avlad Kashrim. Achleikas, if the child that the Kohen Gadol has together with Anusas Chaveira Mefutas Chaveira is the child a Chalol or not. Now, says the Gemara to explain the Braisa. We mentioned that by Anusas Atzma, if it is Atzma, Imnasa Nasa, the marriage is recognized. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav still says Rav Umaitzi Beget. Yes, a divorcer. But it says that the marriage is recognized. If we're telling them that they have to get divorced, it sounds like we're not recognizing it. Amar V'achem Yaakov Leimar She'im Mishan Knas Mimafuta. What it means that the marriage is recognized is that normally if a person is Ma'anis, if a person is Mefata, a woman, so he has to pay her a knas of 50 shekel. The way out is if he marries her. In fact, he has a mitzvah to marry her, as long as she wants it as well. And if he marries her, so then he does not pay the knas. But the mishnah, what the braisa is saying, is that v'imnasa nasoi, is that it's considered that they're married, and now he's pater from the knas. Meaning that they got married, even though we're making him divorce her. But l'maisa, since they got married, so now he's going to be pater from paying the knas. Now says the Gemara, the Azul Rav Gevia mi Beksil Amr l'shmaitza kamid Rav Ashi. Rav Gevia said over this shaklavatari to Rav Ashi, and Amr le Rav Ashi said it can't be. V'harav Rav Yechon Amr tervayu. Rav himself, Rav and Rav Yechon both said that by Geras and Mukas Eitzel Yisav Im Nasa Nasoi. And even though a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageres, not allowed to marry Mukas Eitz, Lamaisa, if he does, so the marriage is recognized, and obviously in there, that's not talking about a case of a Kohen Gadol who is Mefata woman. So there, Vimnasa Nasoi means he does not need to divorce her. Alma, what do you see? That there's a Svara over here. That Saifa Liyos Bageres Tachtav, Saifa Liyos Mukas Eitz Tachtav. Since anyways, these things are inevitable. The woman who he marries is gonna eventually become a Bageres, she's gonna eventually become a Mukas Eitz, so therefore, it's not so and he's allowed to stay with her. So Achanami here also by a Bula, Saif Eliyah is Bula Tachtav. She's anyways, even after they get married, going to eventually become a Bula, and therefore this Isser is less Chamer. And the Halacha should be the same, that we do not make them get divorced. So that's a Kasha, how to reconcile these two statements of Rav. Anusas Chaveiru Mufudas Chaveiru Le'isa V'em Nasa Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eim Ravad Chalo V'cham Eim Ravad Kasher Machlaikas Tanayim. If the child of such a relationship is a chalul or not. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the child's a chalul. V'chein Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the child's a chalul. Yikad Amri, some have a different version, that Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Rav was coming to explain Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's because Savrula k'Rabbi Eliezer. The reason why he holds that the child is a chalul, it's not because it's the child of a Bula, it's because it's the child of a Zoyna. This woman, being that she was a Panuya, Habala Panuya, so that makes her into a Zoyna, so it's the child of a Zoyna. That's the Machlaikis. Nothing to do with the child of a Bula. The Machlaikis is whether or not the woman in this story is considered a Zoyna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Lazar, the Panuya, Habala Panuya, Asai was Zoyna, and the Chachamim say that the woman's not a Zoyna. Ask the Gemara, Misavala Kivase, does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov really hold like Rabbi Lazar? V'lkaimla Mishas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. We always pass in like whatever Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds. So, but over here, we know that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Lazar. We hold a panuya bala panuya. It's aser, but the vlad is not a chol. So says the woman is not a zayna. So says the gemara kasha. It's a kasha. Why not? Why aren't we passing like Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov? Rav Ashi says a different shot, a different way of explaining the machlekes, that it is about the child of a bula. But yesh chol michay v'asei kamifli. They're having a machlekes, the child of a bula, the child of an isra asei. Does that create a chol? The child of Lavin, of Amana, Grusha, Chalala, Zayna, that of course creates a chol. The shaila is, what about the child of an isra asei, of a bula? Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov saver yesh chol michay. That's the machlokes. Now, my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, What's the reason for Eliezer ben Yaakov that he says that there is a chal from Chai V'Yasei? Because the Pasuk says, Amana u'grusha v'chalola zoynas ilo yigakim besula. It mentions all the different Yisurim of the Kohen Gadol. And it says right after that, v'lichal zaru ba'amav. It says, talks about making a chal. So that's going back, akulu, what's going on all the Yisurim, even on the Isra Seya Bu'ula. Whereas Rabban and Eila hivsika inyan. They say that no, Eila is coming to tell you that there's a difference between the halacha of the child of an Amana u'grusha v'chalola zoyna versus the child of a Ula, that it's only by the Lavin, that's where the child is a chol, but not by the Chai V'Yasei. Whereas Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Amar, that Eila is a mutei nida. Eila is not coming to be mafsik, Eila is for a drasha. It's coming to teach us that if the Kohen Gadol has a child with his wife, who's a nida, so the child is not a chol. Only Eila creates a chol, and not a nida. And says the Gemara, we have a brace like that as well. K'man azla detanya, me'eila ta'is a chol, v'ya ta'is a chol minida. Who's this going like? The brace of darshans from Eila, that you only make a chol from these, but not from a nida. K'man k'rab Elazar ben Yaakov. Akapanim says the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nichtav Eila lebesoif. Why is Eila written in the middle of the list of the different women that are ushered to the Kohen Gadol? Why doesn't it say it at the end? Says the Gemara, Kasha, if once it's not coming to be mafsik inyan, so why doesn't it say it at the end? That's Taka Kasha. Tana Rabbanim, we learned in the Brais, now we're moving on to a different, slightly different subject. The mitzvah, the heter and mitzvah for a kayin to be metameh for a seven kraivim, more specifically for his sister. The pasuk says, "Lachayse abesula kraivayla v'shul haysel ish la yitama." He's allowed to be metameh for her tummy mace. Tana Rabbanim, we learned in the Brais, "Achayse arusam." If his sister is currently, was an arusa at the time that she died, so her mayor, Rabbi Yuda, Aimer Metamela, that he could be Metamefer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, Aimer Metamela, Anusa Mefutif, she's no longer a Besula, someone who's Ba'anis Mefater, that everyone, Divri Akol, Aimer Metamela, he cannot be Metamefer. Umukas 8, Aimer Metamela, Divri Rabbi Shimon. Seems to be only Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds in the Mukas 8, Kayin cannot be Metamela for his sister if she's a Mukas 8. Shay Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon had a klal, the Ruyah the Kayin Gadol Metamela, Shayin Ruyah the Kayin Gadol a Metamela. A woman is not right for a Kayin Gadol like a Mukas 8, so the Kayin cannot be Metamela for her. Ubaigaris metamula divri kol adam, or divri akol, some of the girsa. That a baigaris, everybody agrees that even though she's not a basula shlema, everyone agrees that the kain is allowed to be metame for her. Now my time is Ramea of Rabbi Huda. So what's the reason? How did Ramea and Rabbi Huda learn the pasuk? How did they get to all these different alachis? As the Gemara did darshi hachi, they darshi in the pasuk like this. Lachai se abasula, the kain is metame for his sister. When she's a basula, prat la nusa mefuta. Coming to exclude, if she's an anusa mefuta, then he's not metame for her. Yachosh ani maitzi ab mukas eitz, tamulay mashaloi haisel ish, mishav yasa de ish, yatzuzushin av yasa de ish. I might have thought to say also mukas eitz, he cannot be metame for her. No, it says ashaloi haisel ish. You see that the ikar thing that we look for is whether or not she became a ba'ula from a person. If she became a ba'ula through an injury, so then he could be metame for her. Then the pasuk says, a krai ve'e love. So those are two extra words coming to be marbe, women who, sisters that the Kohen Gadol could be metamefer, akreiva is a rabbi sarusa, and elov is a rabbi sabageras. Ask the Gemara, he has a makar, he has a pasuk, a riboy for bageras, halamalikra, why does Rameir need a riboy for bageras? V'am Rameir, besula, afilu mixas besula mashmo. Rameir said in the sugi of Kohen Gadol, that besula, the stam word besula, is mashmo mixas besula, it's mashmo even a bageras. So why does he need a riboy? Says the Gemara, it's if you still need a riboy, because I might have thought to learn out Basula Basula from the Isra of a Ba'ula to a Kohen Gadol. Where there, the Gemara Darshan, that there is an Isra even by a Bagaras. So I might think to learn from there, Ma'alahola Naira Afkan Naira. Just like over there, the Kohen Gadol has to marry Basula means he has to marry a Naira, he cannot marry a Bagaras. Here too, also, when it says that the Kohen can be Matama for his sister, a Basula, so maybe it means only a Naira. Kamash Malan, no, a love, even a Bagaras. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Ma'itamayu. How did they learn the pasuk? Darshi hachi. They darshi the pasuk like this. Lachai say a besula. He's only metame for a sister if she's a besula. That's prat la nusa mufuta mukaseis. Asher loy haisa liish. That's prat la arusa. That's coming to exclude an arusa. An arusa is haisa liish. And therefore, the kayin cannot be metamer for her. Hakreiva is the rabbi's arusha shenis garsha. Once she's divorced, and then she dies, so then the kayin could be metamer for her. And elov is the rabbi's hasebay geres. Now, that's the Gemara. Hakreiva, the rabbi's arusha shenis garsha. We just said that a kreiva is coming to be marbe, a woman who's a sister, who's an arusa, who's then divorced. So even though she's a grusha, the kayin could be metamer for her. Ask the Gemara. Vam Rab Shimon, real the kayin gadol metamela. Shein real the kayin gadol ametamela. Rab Shimon told us a klal when he was discussing Mukas 8, that a kohen can only be metame for his sister if she's royal the kohen gadol. Here the arusa and his garsha, she's a grusha. Says the gemara in a chanami, but shani hasav the rabbi rachman a kriva. Over there we have a riboy. Minastam, I wouldn't have said it, but we have a riboy kriva to be married by this arusa and his garsha. Well, ask the gemara if you have a riboy, so yachim mukaseitz nami rabbi. So to be married by also mukaseitz. Says the gemara no, because kriva achas leishtaim. It's mashma only one. We only have the right to be married by one, not two. Okay, well, Umar Rais, how do you know to be married by Arusa and Nisgarsha? Maybe be married by Mukaseitz. Says the Gemara, it's more mistaber to be married by Arusa and Nisgarsha over Mukaseitz, because how is Saved by Maisa, and how Lo is Saved by Maisa. Mukaseitz had a Maisa Dunter, as opposed to an Arusa and Nisgarsha, so it's less chamer. Reb Yaisi, says the Gemara, according to Reb Yaisi, meaning, Midashavki Labar Zuge, Mechlad of Mukaseitz Kramer Sphirle. From the fact that, when the Gemara discussed the Isra of the Kain to be Metame for a sister who's a Mukas Eitz, it said it only in the name of Reb Shimon and left out Reb Yaisi. It sounds like Reb Yaisi holds regarding this Prat, like Reb Meir, that the Kain could be Metame for a sister who's a Mukas Eitz. Minale asked the Gemara, what's Reb Yaisi's Makar? It says the Gemara, Miloi Ha'isel Ish. Loi Ha'isel Ish, he darshaned the same way as Reb Yehuda, as Reb Meir, that it's only if she became a bula through a man and not through an injury. Ask the Gemara va'afikde. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, the issue is that he uses this pasuk already to teach us that a kohen cannot be metame for an arusa. Says the Gemara, he learns that both. Chad miloi haisa, that's where he learns out an arusa. V'chad miloi ish, that ish is coming to tell us that only if she became a bula through a person and not through an injury. A love, the rabbis abagaris, we said that according to Rab Shimon, a love is coming to be married, that he could be metame for his sister, even if she's a bagaris. Ask the Gemara of Amr, Rab Shimon, Besula, Besula, Shlema, Mashma. But Rab Shimon, by the sug of the Kain Gadol, told us that Besula is Mashma, Besula, Shlema, and that he cannot be metame for a bagaris. So as the Gemara, time of the day, Nami Hasa, Mihacha, Adar Abba, that was, his Makar over there was Gufa from our Drasha. The Darashachi, he darshan like this. That means the A love, the rabbis abagaris, Mechlal, the Besula, Besula, Shlema, Mashma. From the fact that neither Reboy to be married by Geras, it must be because otherwise Besula would have excluded by Geras, because Besula is Mashma, Besula Shlema, not a by Geras. That's Gufa, what Elav teaches us. Elav also shows us, is also a Giloy, that the standard word, the stam word Besula in the Torah is Mashma, Besula Shlema.